on the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We're in something that we absolutely love, and that is, of course, Second Date Update. You know, you go on a date, Aaron, in Shady, and for some reason, the girl doesn't want to get back to you.
That happens, I guess. I think more to me than it does Aaron, but it happens.
You think?
Well, it's because I don't even get the first date.
Yeah, see?
Aw, you poor thing. Well, listen, we have Jared actually on the line. He emailed us a certain situation that he's in with a second date update. Good morning, Jared. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, we're good. We're good. So listen, my man, who did you go out on a date with that she's not getting back to you?
Well, I met Laura through a mutual friend, and we were talking for a little bit, texting back and forth, and we finally decided that we were going to get together. So we went out for a couple of drinks, nothing too crazy. We went out to Madison. We were having a good conversation, I thought. Thought everything was going great. So at the end of the date, I'm a gentleman. I didn't do anything bad or anything to make her think I'm creepy. And we ended on a good note. And I just can't seem to get her back on the phone or anything. I can't get her to answer a text or answer the phone. I'm just wondering why she ghosted me.
It's rough.
Oh, sucks.
Well, I mean, it sounds very nice. You know, mutual friends set you guys up. That's always a good way to do it. Went to Madison's.
Yeah, had some cocktails. Yeah. What was the conversation like? What'd you talk about?
Well, I told her about me. You know, you always try to get to know the person on the first date. I told her my background about my family, and she told me stuff about her, too. I thought we had a pretty good conversation.
Hmm. Yeah. And you were looking good? You were looking stylish?
Looking fly?
Well, I'm not a vain guy, but I try to keep myself in shape. I exercise. I think I'm good looking.
Oh, well, you know, confidence, man. Confidence is key.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how did the actual date end? I mean, did you at least get a kiss, or did you leave, you know, Madison's at the door? Did she run?
Well, you know what I did? No, I actually hugged her at the end of the date. I didn't try to kiss her. I didn't try to do anything, you know, too forward. I just wanted to be respectful.
Respect.
You sound like a super nice guy.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Sing it, girl.
Now, is there anything you can think of you did on this day? I mean, you seem like you're a, you know, talkative guy. Maybe you dominated the conversation. Can you think of anything that happened on this day of maybe why she's not calling you back?
I can't think of one thing I could have said that would turn her off.
Okay. How long has it been now since you've last spoken to her?
It's been about 4 days.
Oh, 4 days.
Oh, wow. That's quite the time.
Jared, are you ready? We are going to call Laura and find out why she hasn't spoken to you in 4 days.
I am so ready. Thank you.
All right, let's do this.
Hello?
Hi, is this Laura?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi, Laura. This is, we're from the DMV. We need to talk to you about your vehicle.
Oh, no.
That's hilarious. It's Krista and Shady and Aaron from Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Yay.
Yeah, and we're not here to talk to you about your vehicle. We're here to talk to you about something else that might be fun to ride in. Jared.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, girl.
Yeah, so Jared, he contacted us. He's concerned. You know, went out with him to Madison's. Mutual friend hooked you up. Just, he's kind of wondering what happened. Why aren't you calling him back? It's a little thing we do called Second Date Update.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I've never had someone follow up with a radio station before.
Well, you last, you know, a nice impression on him.
Seems like a super nice guy. And, like, we're just wondering, like, what happened? Why aren't you contacting him?
Yeah, I mean, he's really sweet. He's, you know, good looking and a little younger than me, which I like. And he's really fun and upbeat. But I don't know. I think he might be looking for something different. I don't know if he told you what he told me.
He wasn't really too specific.
As I come to find out later in the night, he's a virgin.
Wow. One of those.
One of those.
I've been in a situation like this. Uh-huh.
Okay, so it just like came up? You just like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, like were you going to get busy or?
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, is a really conscientious guy and he, you know, wanted to, you know, he's like telling me about his health regimen and telling me about his lifestyle. And he was like, here's one thing you should know, you know, I'm a virgin, and and then what I guess really turned me off is he said, I'm excited for you to be my first.
Oh, virgin.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow.
Yikes.
He just met you, too, and he wants to give you all of that. That's so nice.
I believe we call it shtupping.
That's one of that's one of the best gifts you can give, because you could only give it once.
I know.
Give it more than once.
How often do you get to have someone else's virginity?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I just don't understand why you would throw it to someone that you don't even know yet.
Yeah, I mean, there are things you should bring up on a first date that, like, you know, maybe you have a kid.
Laura, did it make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, it made me really uncomfortable, and it was a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And why was he so excited for me to be his first? And also very presumptuous. I wasn't going to sleep with him.
Right.
First date.
Right.
I wasn't talking about our first date doing it. Laura, let me explain. Look, the reason I did this whole radio thing is because I wanted to talk to you because I really like you. I got a little excited. We were having some drinks, and I normally don't open up like that, but I, you know, had a couple drinks. I was feeling pretty good. I really like you. I think you're beautiful. I think you're a good person. I've never wanted to be a guy that just sleeps around a lot. And that's why I haven't had sex yet. But there's something about you. There's a spark between us that I'm really into you. So I wasn't saying that night, let's have sex. But I'm saying I could see myself going in there with you, letting myself, you know, have sex with you. I've never really wanted to, because I never met a person I really thought was going to be worth it. But just talking to you for the past week or so, I just really dig you, and I meant to say in the future I could see us doing that.
Laura, I mean, I'd take that as a compliment.
Yeah, it's so sweet, but so uncomfortable.
I mean, he's got to think you look real good if he wants you to be, you know, his first. Right, Jared? It's kind of like a compliment. Is that the way you're trying to put it off as? It's a really awkward compliment.
It didn't come out right, but I did mean it as a compliment.
Yeah, see?
It's the way I live my life. I just don't chase women that way. You know, I'm pretty respectful. I just want it to be a special thing.
Are you looking at her too? Are you looking at Laura to teach you all she knows? Since you don't know anything?
No, I'm just looking for someone to share a special moment with.
Aw, that's so nice. Well, could you see, I don't know, going out with him again? I mean, this actually sounds like there's still some hope here.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, he's clearly a super nice, friendly guy.
And he wants to sleep with you already. It's nice.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be the best he's ever had. Exactly. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Your standards should be high, girl.
Right. Well, I mean, just don't say stuff like that anymore, Jared. Like, I'm excited for you to be my first. Like, we're not there yet.
You know what? I totally understand. I promise, Laura, I won't say anything like that. I'll have one drink this time.
There you go. See?
Aww.
You're not making a bad decision, I promise.
I did have a great
I won't let
time,
you down.
So.
Like a virgin. Hey!
God.
Yes, honey. There it is.
You guys are